This is Finding Center, a daily half hour of spiritual focus. Today on Finding Center, we'll hear a BYU-Idaho campus devotional address by Sister Kristen M. Yee, titled Believe in God. It was given January 28, 2025.
Dear brothers and sisters, it's so good to be with you this morning. Oh, how we love you and how we pray for you. I know the Lord is aware of your needs, your family, your relationships, your concerns, your interests, your gifts, and your individual path. It's an important path, one that is tailored to your eternal spiritual growth and happiness, one that the Lord will not leave you alone on. He loves you, and He is always there for you. And you are never alone in your challenges and decisions. We have the blessing of partnering with the Lord through our covenant relationship with Him and a counsel with Him in all our doings. We can choose to trust Him with our life each day and to receive His promised peace and healing and strengthening power as we live our covenants. It was sweet to look across campus this morning and see the familiar buildings and grounds. I remember the iconic Taylor Building during my years here as a student. I think the last time I was in that building, I was either studying for an exam or taking an exam. I remember poring over books and spending long hours tucked away in halls and pews, studying, and praying, especially when it came to microbiology. How much things have changed on this campus as far as size, capacity, and opportunities, but the spirit here remains palpably the same. This is a very special place on the earth where God is preparing and blessing you, His covenant children, to do a great work on both sides of the veil. This is where I, too, was nurtured in the admonition of the Lord, where I not only gained an education in the ways of the world, but knowledge in the ways of God. I was here when President Hinckley announced the plan to change and grow Ricks College into a four-year university, and that it would soon be called BYU-Idaho. I remember the cheers erupting in the Hart Building auditorium that day. Revelation and growth continue to pour out in the hastening of God's work. As a part of this work, the Lord is also hastening our hearts, if we are willing. As covenant-keeping women and men, you are likely experiencing challenges or will experience challenges that you've never experienced before. If you are, hang in there and hold on a little longer. Don't run from the hard, rather lean into the Lord. Hold on to Him and His love. Hold on to your covenants and His promises. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He loves you. And because He loves you, He will never miss an opportunity to love and bless you, including the opportunity to help you to grow. Pondering on covenant men and women in Scripture, I thought of Nephi and his family. There are many things that Nephi was commanded to do that he had never done before. Among those things, Nephi was commanded to build a ship in a manner he had never built before. Nephi shares these words with us, "And it came to pass that we did work timbers of curious workmanship, and the Lord showed me from time to time after what manner I should work the timbers of the ship. Now I, Nephi, did not work the timbers after the manner which was learned by men. Neither did I build the ship after the manner of men, but I did build it after the manner which the Lord hath shown unto me. Wherefore, it was not after the manner of men." It was not after the manner of men. Your life, efforts, and priorities will look different than the world's as you keep your covenants, seek revelation, and work timbers of curious workmanship in your own lives. Man's ways are not God's ways. The Lord teaches us, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The Lord is not looking at your resume as much as your heart. He can do a lot with a willing heart. "Behold, the Lord requireth the heart and a willing mind. And out of seemingly small things, like a willing heart, can proceed that which is great." Manna was a sweet bread from heaven, a life-giving gift from God to the children of Israel while they traveled through the wilderness of Sinai. Though they wandered 40 years, He did not supply a 40-year supply up front, nor did He provide a yearly or a weekly supply. but he gave them what they needed daily. Their daily portion not only supplied them with essential temporal nourishment, but spiritual nourishment, as it led them to trust in God for what they needed each day. This provided an opportunity for them to build a relationship with God and to be present in the experiences they were passing through. I think the Lord is more interested in building a relationship with you and I than he is about our comfort in knowing what lies ahead. This is a time that we, as covenant-keeping women and men, have been implored by our prophet to increase our faith and deepen our covenant relationship with God. President Nelson has said, "The Lord taught us how to increase our faith by seeking learning, even by study and also by faith. We strengthen our faith in Jesus Christ as we strive to keep his commandments and always remember him. Further, our faith increases every time we exercise our faith in him. That is what learning by faith means. For example, each time we have the faith to be obedient to God's laws, even when popular opinions belittle us, or each time we resist entertainment or ideologies that celebrate covenant breaking, we are exercising our faith, which in turn increases our faith. What would you do if you had more faith? Think about it. Write about it. Then receive more faith by doing something that requires more faith. Think about this, brothers and sisters. Our faith increases every time we increase our faith in him. That is what learning by faith means. As we seek success in our education and our careers, let us not forget to be successful in our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the author and the provider of all that is good. He has promised his power, perspective, and peace as we prioritize our covenants and time with him in personal prayer, studying his word, repenting often, ministering in his name, engaging in his healing work of family history, and worshiping in his house, the house of the Lord. May I just take a moment to testify that I know President Russell M. Nelson is a prophet of God. I know that he speaks for the Lord. The Lord has said, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Oh, how I love our dear prophet and pray for him. His teachings of the Savior and our covenant relationship with God have changed my life. The word of God recorded in scripture and as given to his living prophets have become delicious to me. I read the words of our prophet regularly, usually daily. I hope we can each seek to strengthen our testimony of prophets and apostles by reading their words often and striving to act upon them in faith. For by their fruits ye shall know them. Their counsel is critical and will protect, empower, and bless us today. They speak for the Lord and will bring us closer to him. Continuing on our discussion about faith, I've learned that having faith, even great faith, does not preclude us from seeing our weaknesses and opportunities to change. In fact, the closer we come to Christ and become more like him, the more we see by the Spirit those things which we need to change, the more we see ourselves as we really are. I have never seen my weaknesses and my need to repent so clearly as I have during this time in my calling. Yet at the same time, I've never felt his love so purely and personally and powerfully. He shows us our weaknesses in love, his primary motivation. And his love is the most powerful motivator for change. I find it instructive and comforting to hear these words from the prophet Jacob, who describes obtaining faith unshaken, insomuch that we truly can command in the name of Jesus and the very trees obey us. And then his very next words are, "Nevertheless, the Lord God showeth us our weakness, that we may know that it is by his grace that we have power to do these things." Turning to him in our humility and weakness builds trust and love. Again, I think the Lord is more interested in building a relationship with you and I than our comfort. Increasing our faith in Christ increases our peace in Christ. The Lord our Redeemer said, "Therefore, fear not, little flock. Do good. Let earth and hell combine against you, for if you are built upon my rock, they cannot prevail. Behold, I do not condemn you. Go your ways and sin no more. Perform with soberness the work which I have commanded you. Look unto me in every thought. Doubt not, fear not. Look unto him that sees you, him who knows your heart. You are not alone. All of heaven is with you as you seek to do his will and to do good. Walk with your Lord and your God, for he is with you and cleaves unto you, desires you to cleave unto him. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, I beseech you in the words of soberness that you would repent and come with full purpose of heart and cleave unto God as he cleaveth unto you. Last summer, I planted a garden of tomato plants, 14 in fact, 7 different species. I planted them at a time when you usually don't plant a garden, mid-July in the heat of the summer. However, it was the only time I had to make a garden, so I did my very best despite the heat. I took those little plants from their small temporary containers and placed them into a wide and deep plot of earth. And like most plants that get transplanted, for the first little while they looked a little sad and leaned over to one side. They probably said, "Why did you pull me from my comfortable, familiar container and put me in this new and unfamiliar soil with plants I don't even know?" Do you like my empathy for these plants? When I paint, I would call this transition period the in-between period, where the painting doesn't look like what you want it to, where you're in the territory without the answers, new territory, and not feeling confident. It's when you're sitting in unfamiliarity and adjustment. I've gratefully observed, however, that this uncomfortable in-between period often comes just before something good or even great. Well, I took special care of those little plants, gave them extra water in the heat, and tied some small sticks to them to provide some extra support. I put nutrients in the soil to help the roots adjust. Guess what happened over time? These tender little plants began to get root, strengthen, and grow, and was a small group of fragile tomato plants grew into a hardy tomato jungle. And things that I didn't even plant began to grow. Don't ask me how. When we get transplanted into new places with new experiences, people, and relationships, it takes a bit of time to acclimate, and in some cases to understand why we are there. But as we trust in the Lord and listen for his direction and watch for his manna, day by day, he will walk with us, teach us, and help carry our burdens. He will nourish and strengthen our roots in the heat of the day. Imagine if these plants never were transplanted from their original containers. Their development would have been stunted. They would have been more vulnerable to stress and disease. Though growth and change is an essential part of our progression and what we've covenanted to do, there are gratefully some familiar constants in our lives that balance and anchor us in times of change. Those eternal constants are our Heavenly Father and Savior Jesus Christ, their perfect love for you, their complete awareness of you, their power and covenant promises. The Lord has said, "For the mountains shall depart and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed." These are what we hold to as the world changes and shifts, and when heartache and uncertainty enter in, God's power and love can prevail in our lives if we choose to trust him and keep our covenants with all our hearts. Do you remember in Jacob 5, we learned about the allegory of the olive tree and the gathering of Israel? The servant of the vineyard says to the master of the vineyard, "How comest thou hither to plant this tree or this branch of the tree? For behold, it was the poorest spot in all the land of thy vineyard." And the Lord of the vineyard said unto him, "Counsel me not. I knew it was a poor spot of ground. Wherefore I said unto thee, I have nourished it this long time, and thou beholdest that it brought forth much fruit. It was not the spot of ground, but the master's nourishment that prospered this tree." Likewise, our nourishment, life, and true prosperity is found in our covenant relationship with God, not necessarily our circumstances. He will provide the means to accomplish the things which he commands us to do and nourish us in the wildernesses we pass through. May I share with you a few times where my roots of faith were transplanted into deeper soil and into a deeper covenant relationship with God. I grew up in Sacramento, California, and at age 12, my mother felt impressed to move our family to Burley, Idaho. where cowboys are real, and where we learn to work hard on a small orchard. When I was 16 turning 17, I moved with my home from Burley, Idaho to San Francisco to attend art school with the hopes of eventually working for Disney. It was there that I realized in a deep and personal way that I wanted my life to be with my Heavenly Father, my Savior, Jesus Christ, more than anything or anyone else. I remember reading this scripture as I was there searching for their comfort and peace. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. I knew, they knew where I was, and that they loved me and would be with me. I began counseling with the Lord and asking him where he wanted me to go and what he wanted me to do. The answer was not to stay in San Francisco. And after some tearful nights and heartfelt prayers, I followed the prompting to attend Rick's College. I loved and embraced my experience here, even when the icy wind froze my tears to the side of my face, like this morning. Some things never change. Though I had gone to San Francisco for an education and an exciting career, I gained something infinitely more valuable, a deeper knowledge of who I was as a daughter of a loving and attentive Father in heaven, that Jesus Christ is my personal Savior and Redeemer, and that he lived, and that my life would work out if I put my trust in God. My roots of faith grew deeply that season as I stepped into what felt like a new, wide, and rich plot of earth. Following my rich experience at BYU-Idaho, I attended BYU in Provo, where I received my bachelor's degree in illustration. A few months before my graduation, I received an art internship and then later a job at a studio that was eventually purchased by Disney. This opportunity came at a time when I had Christ at the center of my life, so gratefully it fell into its proper place. I also began working as a freelance illustrator for the church's magazines. During this busy season of life, I mercifully felt impressed to receive my own endowment in the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord became a safe haven and a much-needed constant in my life amidst change and demands. As I served and worshiped in the house of the Lord and lived my covenants, I received greater access to his power. His power expanded my capacity for peace, perspective, guidance, knowledge, and protection. I found myself often in his house, and still do. It is here I feel relief from the worries of the world, relief from feeling alone, and relief in feeling God's personal love for me. President Nelson said, "In the temple, we experience the pure love of Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father in great abundance. Everything taught in the temple through instruction and through the Spirit increases our understanding of Jesus Christ. His essential ordinances bind us to him through sacred priesthood covenants. Then as we keep our covenants, he endows us with his healing, strengthening power. And oh, how we will need his power in the days ahead." Now, these are the prophet's invitations. Please listen carefully. He said, "If I could speak to each man or woman who longs for marriage but has not yet found his or her eternal companion, I would urge you not to wait until marriage to be endowed in the house of the Lord. Begin now to learn and experience what it means to be armed with priesthood power. And to each of you who has made temple covenants, I plead with you to seek prayerfully and consistently to understand temple covenants and ordinances. Spiritual doors will open. You will learn how to part the veil between heaven and earth, and how to ask for God's angels to attend you, and how better to receive direction from heaven." Close quote. Receiving my endowment allowed my spiritual roots to thrive and expand, and I found strength in the unending and essential supply of eternally rich nutrients. My covenant relationship with God grew and deepened. The blessings of God's power strengthened me as I worked through family challenges, pursued my intense career at Disney, and served with gratitude as a Stake Relief Society president. Have you ever noticed that some of the more involved callings come when you need the most help? This is the Lord's way of blessing you with an added measure of his Spirit and help. For me, that calling helped me balance my life with spiritual matters and helped me to stay close to the Lord. After 13 years as an artist and producer at Disney, I remember getting on the elevator to go to work. As I pushed the button to go up, I had a gentle but clear thought come to my mind. You're not supposed to be here. What would you do with that thought? Well, I put mine on a mental shelf and went to work. There was a lot of work to do. However, that thought came back again and again, until it was the only thing I could think about and the only thing I could see in front of me. I cried as I told my sister, I think I'm supposed to leave, but I don't know why or where I'm supposed to go. As a single sister, stability was important, and this career was stable, offered incredible creative opportunities. And though I had no personal life because of the workload, I loved the people I worked with. As I tried to put a plan together, nothing would come together. Later, I learned that the plan was not to have a plan. So I left without an opportunity. I remember thinking, so this is what faith looks like. This approach was definitely not after the manner or logic of men. I remember waking up without a job and away from the people I loved. And I cried and had many heartfelt conversations with my Heavenly Father. This time was invaluable as I learned who I really was, minus a career, a title, a status, minus the people I knew well. I came to know in a deeper way, a personal way, who I was to him as his daughter and how much he knew and loved me. I began to have peace. My covenant relationship with God deepened. After letting go of everything I thought I had to have, I was open to what the Lord had in store. Though I had stepped away from what seemed like a prosperous, stable place into an unknown desert, the master of the vineyard took great care to nourish, comfort, and strengthen me. I was unexpectedly led to graduate school in BYU's public Master of Public Administration program. I was also unexpectedly offered a position to manage the church's animation team. And I was serving as young women president of more than 50 girls. I couldn't have written or imagined these elements in my story. That's when you know that it's him. 2 months after I left Disney, the studio I thought was so stable shut down without warning. The Lord had mercifully given me time to recenter in him, and I'm so grateful he let me choose him. President Spencer W. Kimball said, security is not born of inexhaustible wealth, but of unquenchable faith. I can say with certainty that our true stability is found in our Savior Jesus Christ. He is the Redeemer of the world. He willingly and lovingly laid down his life for you and me so we might have eternal life and repent and turn our hearts to him. He is unchanging, all-powerful, and all-loving. Believe in God. Believe that he is. They created all things, both in heaven and in earth. Believe he has all wisdom and all power, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that man doth not comprehend all the things which the Lord can comprehend. After a series of other soul-stretching choices to follow his will, I have been mercifully led to this very place with you, serving the Lord in the Relief Society General Presidency during this season on the earth. My roots of faith and my relationship with God continue to grow each day as I try to do my best to follow his lead and to trust my life to him. I testify that as we trust in God and put our relationship with him first, all opportunities and challenges that come our way will work together for our good. He will look back, we will look back at our lives and praise him for his goodness to us. There is no plan B for those that keep their covenants. If you are faithfully living your covenants, you are living plan A, no matter your age, marital status, or background. The promised blessings of the Lord are not a matter of if, but when, in the Lord's wisdom and timing, as we strive to follow him. Elder D. Todd Christofferson taught, no one is predestined to receive less than all that the Father has for his children. Christ hath said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I know our Father in heaven loves you and desires to bless you with all that he has. He has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to show us the way and to suffer and die for our sins. We might be succored in our needs and partake of his greatest gift, eternal life with those we love. Remember that God is merciful unto all who believe on his name. Therefore he desireth in the first place that ye should believe. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
You've been listening to Finding Center. Join us every weekday at 11 a.m. Mountain, 1 o'clock Eastern Time for a half hour of inspiration and recentering. Today we heard Believe in God by Sister Kristen M. Yee. Find a link to the full text, audio, and video of this address at byuradio.org/findingcenter. Finding Center is a production of BYU Broadcasting.